I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather round your radio now for Uzi and Aaron.
Now, Erin Mullen's nothing if not brave. She's prepared to share her life and what's going wrong in it with the listeners, and we appreciate that.
Well, it's embarrassing, this one, and I'm actually a bit self-conscious now, so I hope that it's appreciated.
It is, no doubt. So your boyfriend said something to you the other night.
Yes.
What did he say?
Well, I'd just gotten up off the couch.
Yep.
Off the couch. I've been lying down.
Yep.
And I got up to go to the bathroom. And as I walked to the bathroom and turned my back to him, he said, "You've got a bald patch."
Dun, 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 dun. So you're going bald.
I'm not. Oh, my God. I knew this would happen. Well, I'm not going bald. It was just the way my hair had tangled.
Women go bald.
I get it, and it's nothing to be ashamed of, but I'm not going bald.
Where's the patch?
I don't have one, because then he went in full reverse mode and said, "Oh, no, it's not a bald patch. It's just a hole." Well, your hair was not.
Well, you've ever had a hole in your hair before?
No. So what if I am going bald?
Well, when you have a shower, do you look down? Is it just hair all over the...
There's a lot in the hairbrush.
Yeah, right.
And sometimes when you have a baby, you can lose some hair, but I've always had really thick hair.
But also COVID is meaning that people are losing hair as well.
Ah, yes.
And so you have claimed to have not had COVID. Maybe you have had COVID.
Well, maybe, but can we also just focus on the fact that I'm not going bald? I don't have a bald patch. It was just the way my hair had matted on my head.
You're right. But so is that why you have long hair, to hide it?
Oh, my God. I'm not bald.
Is that a comb over that you're running? Is that a double comb over?
No, it's not. And there'd be nothing wrong, by the way, if I was going bald, because baldness is not just a male thing. A lot of women go bald and it shouldn't define you.
And wigs are really fun. You know, wearing a wig is not a... You know,
and I'm not going bald either. It was just the way my hair had matted.
Well, I reckon people can relate to this. Are there women listening to us and go, "Yes, I've had some hair loss"?
No, but I haven't. Yeah. I don't think. Can you have a look, actually?
Well, Well, you need to...
Can you just...
Now, no, she needs help here. What can be done?
Oh, God.
Are there any, come on, people got it.
You can take tablets. I know that people take hair loss tablets.
No, I just saw an ad on the TV where there's some shampoo you can have.
Yeah, because they said at 40, it's all downhill with women's hair.
Yes.
And I'm still in my mid-30s.
Yeah, but, well, look, it's not for me to say anything. You know, it's for people to connect to you who have been through this.
But I haven't gone through anything.
Yeah. Sure.
Are you a woman who has experienced some hair loss?
Or have been accused of when you haven't lost any?
Would you know a woman who's denying her hair loss? The time to set her straight. So, Erin, your boyfriend has accused you of having a bald patch.
Well, it was just the way my hair was sitting after I got up, because I'd been lying on it. But I don't. Like, my skull is covered by growth.
Yeah, look, I can't see any baldness there, although the middle part sort of widening maybe, isn't it?
What? No, it's not.
It'd land at 474 down there.
Is it actually land? Like, is
nah,
it?
Look, you know what? It doesn't matter. You're more than your hair.
I'm more than my hair. I do work in television.
Listen
though.
To Raylene, you understand a little bit of hair loss. Is that right?
That's correct. I do. Erin, don't stress. I have two girls myself, and I used to have thick hair.
Yeah.
It's actually your hormones. You know, when you have children, that's what the cause of it is. But if you just go and buy, you know, like, the creams for your hair and the stronger shampoos, your actual hair will grow back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that thickens up again, yeah.
Thank you. If I had lost hair, I'd completely take that on board. Thank you, Raylene.
No worries.
How often are you putting the cream on, Raylene?
Me, at my age anymore, I just don't care less. But those who do care.
You're still a baby, Raylene.
Oh, I don't feel it sometimes.
You're 45.
But, you know,
You're a child, Raylene.
My hair's not too thin to worry about it, do you know what I mean? Yeah. So,
is it tough in winter, though? It gets cold in winter. Does it? Do you always wear beanies, or are you a beanie?
No. I've tried to wear beanies. I've even tried to wear hats in the summer, and I'm like, nah, they just don't suit me, so I just don't bother.
Well, just get heaps of sunscreen and just put that through your scalp. just so that you're...
You know, the whole point of this story is I'm not bald, and he obviously just said it to knock me down a few notches so I wouldn't think I could ever do better.
Even completely bald, you'd absolutely...
Do you think I'd still be hot?
Yes! Well, you should try it sometime. Sabrina, if you know someone who has had an issue recently, is that right?
Yeah, my mum, after she got the COVID vaccine, she got diagnosed with a form of alopecia as a result of that. Whoa. And yeah, and she started losing a lot of hair really fast. And she went to a doctor. They started putting injections in her scalp to like prevent hair loss.
Yeah.
Which were very painful and very expensive. And then she got to a point where she's like, I can't do this anymore. And so we kind of like just helped her become a bit more confident and like hyped her up about wigs and were like, Mom, you can wear a pink wig if you want. Like, you don't have to have like something that's your natural hair color and all that. Yeah. And so now she's following like all these weak Instagram pages and stuff. And she's like, okay, I guess it's going to happen one day. So,
oh, I love that. So it's all about your attitude, right?
Yeah. And
100%.
And wigs are, you know, it's fun to wear a wig.
I'm not bald. I'm not wearing a wig.
Yeah. But if you ever want to, you can.
Thank you.
Yeah. So
I hope we've made people out there feel better about any of their potential female baldness.
Hughie, Ed and Erin.
He's up and he's angry.
Look, I love being a father. I've got three wonderful children. But really, all I want to be to these kids is this.
Daddy cool. Yeah.
But I'm not daddy, daddy cool. I'm daddy uncool, and it makes me sad.
No.
Also, we got a report back from my daughter's class the other day, and they were glowing. And
great.
Something in the reports has triggered me, all right? This is the reports I've got from, this is like just a snapshot of one of them. All right, this is Tess. Tess is also able to ensure everyone has a turn to share their... Aww. Ideas and often compromises on some aspects to make sure her group is happy with what they are creating.
Oh, that's sweet.
We're talking super kind, super kind.
Sadie's conscious of other people's feelings.
Sadie's report was said this as well as many other things. Her gentle manner when assisting others who are facing challenges with their work is heartwarming to witness.
Oh, God, that's lovely. Oh,
so it's two daughters who are so kind to everyone else. But their poor old father cops none of it, and I'm worried that someday they will be hearing this song and they'll be able to connect.
I wasn't there that morning when my father passed away.
Oh, my God.
No.
I didn't get to tell him.
Oh, my God.
Really, really
all
mean.
All the things I had to say.
I'm putting the challenge to my daughters that at any moment I could drop off the twig.
Yep.
And I need some of what they're bringing to their classmates to come home and let Dad think that his ideas are okay too.
Yeah.
And that he has something to contribute to society.
Ain't that the truth?
Give me something.
Something. Mate, you're going to have to fake your own death. There's the only thing that's going to get this done. Come on, kids.
Look, I just reckon that, you know, you threatening them with your own death is what's really going to bring them around to wanting to be nicer to you. I think this is well played by you.
That's where we're at, guys. Erin Molan has shared her life here on the page and we are going to role play it.
Yeah, I thought this would be the best way because I was just going to explain what happened, but I thought this is probably a better way so our lovely listeners, who are like our family, feel like they're there. So my daughter's four. She's at preschool. We had our first ever parent-teacher interviews last week where the two lovely ladies, Kira and... Kira?
Yeah, whatever. I know who they are.
Two Kiras, one.
Kira and Nat sat down and conducted
one
the...
interview. Two Kiras, one interview.
Yep.
But parents who are amicably separated. And how long has it been now? Been a year.
Yeah, but I was travelling for work, so I was, of course, late and very anxious about being late. So he'd already started.
Yeah,
got a good 10, 12 minutes in prior to me getting there. But anyway, so Ed is playing Kira and Nat.
You're the teacher.
You're Sean.
Yeah. Can he just play one teacher? Does he have to play both?
Okay, he can play one teacher. Okay.
I'll change regions for them.
don't need that.
Yeah, one's from...
Complicating the issue.
Okay. County Cork and Derry. One's from Derry and one's from Cork.
Two different dialects for the teachers.
Okay,
but you're playing yourself.
I'm playing me.
And I'm playing your ex-partner and you are sharing custody of your daughter.
Yeah, well, majority.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's... All right, so... Still sharing custody.
Yes, yes.
Can you two stop bickering, please? We need to go to an interview.
And I'm going to play this as it's written. I'm not going to do anything differently.
No, do some ad lib.
No, because I don't want... I'm nervous about doing it anyway.
He's a homicide detective unless you murder him.
Exactly. I'll get a knock on the door.
Okay.
You know how many unsolved murders there are? You can pin them on me.
That would help, actually, the clearance rate. That would help the clearance rate. Can you hold this...
Could you hold this putty knife?
This is as it's written, okay, Sean. As it's written.
Okay.
Welcome. Thank you for both for coming. First things first, Eliza. She's very good at eating all her veggies.
Yeah, that's because of me.
Is it?
No, we've focused heavily on that at my place.
Oh, I do lots of vegetable work with her at home.
Okay, then. Is that it from you, sir? She says, Sergeant, is that the end?
Reading it as it's written.
You can add a little bit.
That's the whole point. It was meant to be like a dot point and then you'd elaborate.
We focus more heavily.
Her ABCs are coming along nicely. This is Kira number two. Her ABCs are coming along nicely and she can count to 1, 2, 3.
Yes, well, last night I read a book called The ABC to her.
That's right.
Yeah.
I read her 3 books a night and we focus a lot on ABC.
Why don't you shut your face over there? Nobody cares what you think. Why don't you go and solve a murder for once? Yeah, useless bugger.
I do a lot of ABC work and a lot of soundings.
You're a beautiful woman. Yep. I watch you on Sky News. I bought some coal. I watched your show the other day and I went out and I bought a coal mine.
Kira's got
despite the history my family got with a black lung.
She's lovely with 30 other kids. This is Kira 1 speaking. But has started saying to the boys that they can't play because it's only girls allowed.
I do a lot of charity work, so the kindness would come from me.
That's great. I'd like your Instagram a lot.
Thank you so much.
You could probably wear a bit more, but I know that's not the point.
I don't use a filter either, Kira.
I understand that.
I work with lots of men, so it couldn't be me.
Of course you do, you scumbag.
I'm also a
don't
man.
Like the company of woman, do you? Do our ovaries offend you, do they?
No.
Get out of me classroom, you scumbag.
Goodness me.
We don't want that filth in here. Me mother once told me you can't trust the police.
Get back to the script.
It's really over.
How is her sleeping? It's Kira too here. How is she sleeping?
Sleeps in her own bed.
Shut up.
What? What do you mean she sleeps in her own bed?
Yeah, what?
You never told me she sleeps in her own bed.
She has for ages.
What? She still sleeps with me. Why wouldn't you tell me she sleeps in her own bed?
Been 3 months now.
Oh, has it now? She still has a bot?
No bot.
What the? Why wouldn't you tell me that? We're fighting.
Answer the woman. Answer the woman. Why wouldn't you tell her? I've got 20 kids
waiting. Because you never asked. Because you don't care about your daughter.
How dare you?
You couldn't care less.
She loves me
you're
more.
You're too busy worrying about your own career. You're too busy on Instagram.
How
I'm
dare
doing the
you?
Hard
I've never been
and
happier since I left you, you douchebag.
And scene. And scene. Thank you. Hughie, Ed and Erin.
Some of that was in prose.
Hughie, Ed and Erin.
Mayday, mayday. This is relationship number 456. We've got no choice. We're going to have to make an emergency landing.
Crash investigator Hughes, we have reports of a relationship crashing and burning off the coast of Tinder.
My God, not another one. Did we recover the black box?
We sure did.
Well, stop wasting time. Get that thing open and let's see what went wrong.
Oh, no.
You've got to remember, we changed your name here, so you stay anonymous. These aren't the real names, but this is a real conversation.
This is tragic. Angie and Brent dated for a few years. Whoa. And then Brent went to Europe and dumped Angie out of the blue. Here is what went down.
Now, Erin is playing Angie, and how would you describe Angie, Erin?
Okay, you know who I thought it was when I looked down? Pia Miller, who has been labelled the most beautiful woman in Australia.
And I think she now is married to a billionaire.
Yes, she is. And you know who the billionaire's ex-wife is? The woman who's now dating Jeff Bezos.
Oh, great stuff. Oh, he's a billionaire anyway. Whatever.
But they're both, yeah.
Everyone's well rich. All right. I'm playing Brent.
I know you are.
I imagine he's impossibly handsome.
Yeah, he would be.
Hey, babe. Thanks for the other night. Had a really good time with you and the last couple of years have been great, but there's something I need to tell you. Look, there's no easy way to say this, but I met someone in Barcelona and I've been thinking about her a lot since I've been back.
Who the f- is she? What do you mean? You can't do this.
She made me feel different. Good different.
You told me we would get married.
Brent ignores a call from Angie.
Answer me! Are you for real? You're this immature. You're doing this on text message? Grow a pair.
Angie, it was only 2 years.
Mm-hmm. 2 years in my f***ing prime.
Look, I can't do this anymore. She's so much more exciting and I feel like I can live a life with her. You and I don't do anything spontaneous. And it's not because she's a stripper or anything. She's just a fun type of person.
You're leaving me for a stripper? Oh. Off! This has got to be a joke.
Angie, it's done. I've booked a one-way flight to Barcelona. I'm going to live my life. I need to do this. I hope you understand.
Don't go.
Oh.
You need to leave me alone now.
Don't do this.
Angie, I can't. Barcelona needs me. I'm in love with Maria.
Her?
Don't talk about her like that. I love her.
Oh, my God. This is...
I'm blocking you now. Sorry, I just can't do this anymore.
Brent blocks Angie.
Okay, did our producers make
this
up?
No, this is fake. This Angie is from Punch Bowl. We're not here.
There is
to have fake stories so people get $500. You must be ashamed of yourself sending a fake story.
Hello.
Angie, you're prepared to swear on your family's life that this is a real conversation.
Yeah. Yep. Like that.
Now, Angie, she sounds really fun.
He loves her, Maria. Angie, and it's Maria, not because she's a stripper.
Sounds so much more fun than I was, I guess. Back then.
But Angie, you're
there's a lesson in that.
You're still in your prime though. There's no doubt about that.
I am definitely still in my prime.
How old are you, Angie?
22.
Oh, for the love of God. Okay. Yep. You are. You've got at least 30 more years of prime, girlfriend. Probably 40.
Yeah, 40.
Definitely.
Oh, sorry. That takes it to your age.
Don't need that in my life.
Now, but Angie, Brent is, he's super hot though, isn't he?
Not anymore. Yeah. Not
he's let himself go.
No, but his soul is bleak and but yeah, he's yucky. But physically he's just ripped and he's just got
so
a great
much?
Smile.
I just don't like. Just can't
I him. Wouldn't even know what he looks like anymore. Yeah. So
is he still in Barcelona? Is he still there?
I have no idea. I've had no contact with him, so no idea what.
Can you send me his dates? I'm gonna just want to friend him because sounds like he knows how to get how to party.
Yeah.
How long was he over there for? How long was he over there for?
Just a month.
1 month.
And he said he loved her. Angie, he is bat beep crazy, honey. You are better off without him.
But
I love her.
But you've got to remember that Angie, you must have met him when you were like 19 or something, did you?
Yeah, super young.
And how old was he at the time?
I'm just a year older.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
Mate, a 20-year-old goes to Barcelona. What are you going to do? I mean,
yeah, I think that's a given, right?
Yeah, look, if you're doing it right. So, thank you, Angie. Congratulations. $500 and freedom is yours.
Yeah, that was
and a great
brilliant.
Story to tell. You're a legend.
Well put together. Really brilliant.
She'll have so many more of those people in her life. You know what I mean? So
we've got.
What, they're going to leave her and totally break her heart?
No, just great. Oh, she'll get more opportunities to win money on the radio. You know what I mean? For the holidays, Madame Tussauds is brilliant. It is a great day out.
It is good fun. I went there maybe last year, and you can also, at the end of it, make like a mask, a wax mask yourself, so you can do interactive stuff.
Yeah, so I went there a little while ago with my family, and we were having a good day, but people kept coming up to me because I don't move a lot when I walk around. I'm often very still. And they were thinking that I was a, I told you they were thinking I was a waxwork.
And I didn't believe
you. You thought I was an egomaniac. Mm. And then we had a challenge.
True story where people would come up to me and go,
we're going to do it today,
there's Husey.
We're going to set you up today.
Oh, you're such a loser.
We're going to set you up today then.
Let's do it.
We'll pop you in there one day this week, not saying nothing, just drooling. And they'll go, oh, geez, they got the drool, right?
And so me and Ed did go down there. And they and the great people at Madame Two Swords handed me a microphone and they set me up.
Yeah, they put you in the wrong room, though.
No, they put me next to Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
I was...
You're in the Hollywood room. That's your first era.
No, I wasn't, because there's another Sydney radio and TV identity. I won't say who it was, but they were directly across from me. All right, so I was like, they were a waxwork.
Wait, you can say who it was.
All right, it was Amanda Keller, right? So I was directly across from Amanda Keller.
Okay, you're in the right room.
Yeah, so I kid you not, there was people coming up without realizing. Ed was hiding behind a corner watching it go on. And this is an actual him commentating what was going on. Here we go.
There's a woman standing directly in front of Fusey. She's going to the back of him. There's another bloke standing right next to him. She's staring at him. He's questioning it, and then they've moved on. I think he fooled them. I think he's fooled them. The bloke's not sure. Oh my God, the bloke is going back to get a photograph with Husey. He's saying, get closer, get closer. He doesn't want to touch the wax work. And now they're hanging a photo with ET. I think he got away with it. I'm going to go and ask them. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Did you believe that was the real Husey wax work?
Yeah, it looks really real.
What about you, sir?
Yeah, sure.
Looks very real.
Yeah.
Husey?
Oh my god! I thought he was wavering a little bit. I thought it was just the aircon. But...
That is the real Husey, sir. Got a photo with him, buddy.
Oh my god,
that's awesome.
I swear to God, for half an hour, Ed had to go, and I stayed there. And people were coming up to me. I had some confronting. I heard some confronting conversations.
Oh.
One bloke came up to me, go, "That's Husey," and his friend said, "Do you want a photo?" He goes, "Nah." some other bloke came up with his kids and his kid, I reckon he's 6 or maybe 8-year-old kid, said, "Can I get a photo?" And his dad goes, "No way." And the kid went, "Oh." And I'm standing there going, I wanted to yell at, "Let the kid get a photo."
Can I tell you what I saw? Because I've seen the video, which you've got to check out. A lot of people kind of wondering and then looking at you, and then they kept wondering.
Yes. There was at one point a young couple came up and the girl wanted a photo and she got a photo and then she goes, "I'm going to take my jacket off." And then she's cuddled up to me and I'm like, "Oh no." She doesn't know I'm real.
Actually, she was facing you and very close. And see, that could be an issue for you.
No, it's not an
because
issue.
Because you falsely put yourself there. She thought she could touch you because you were a waxwork.
Everyone found out afterwards, all right? And there was, it was full on. And I bloody loved it. I want to do it again. Some kids were just staring at me for so long. One kid came up and just poked me in the chest. Another family got around me and then the lads, on. He goes, "Gee, that back feels real." He's got his hand on my back fat. Oh, now, James, you were one of the people who you were genuinely fooled, weren't you, James?
100%. Definitely fooled.
What did you think when you saw him, James? Did you think, "Oh, God, they're lowering their standards here at DeSwords"?
No, I actually thought he was made of something else because it didn't look like wax. It looked like rubber or silicon or something.
But so, hand on heart, James, you did get a photo with me, I believe, and you got a photo thinking that I was a rubber work. Is that right?
Yes. Definitely.
A rubber work. Hand on heart.
Erin, this is your story.
No, it's not my story.
Yes, it is. You brought it to the table.
I did not
bring
it to the
table. We know you're, and I think your new boyfriend's an absolute gem, and you know that.
No, I know. Absolutely.
He's handsome. Mm-hmm. He's charismatic. Mm-hmm. He's attentive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, he is. All right. So, well, from my point of view, he seems to be.
Oh, is he attentive to you, is he?
No, he's not attentive. He's attentive to you.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so we were just talking to a couple of the lovely young ones here about their different dating escapades. And it was raised that I hadn't had what Rebel Wilson calls her hot girl summer.
So, you appear to me to be a one man woman. So
absolutely.
You're loyal.
Absolutely. Always have been.
But on the other side of you is someone who does appreciate men. So you're someone who also has an eye for the fellas.
No. That's ridiculous.
Well, that's human nature.
But what the point is, I went straight from
a long-term relationship to another long-term.
Yes, and that's just the way it happened. But a couple of, we were talking and then someone said, well, you really should have had a period of time where you weren't committed.
Yeah, so some dates. You should have.
Yes, just, and look, even when I date, I might have a pash, but I'm not a.
You had a couple, though. It was the actor.
Oh my God. No, okay. Not.
It was the actor.
God, that was. No. We had the Hollywood guy who slid in that I never met. The actor we've never spoken about on air that you've just now said.
Yeah, but I'm not saying who they are.
Oh, God.
No, that is.
No, but I don't even know if I've told old mate that there was.
What? No, there wasn't any. No, by the way, there was nothing. That was nothing. That wasn't anything, and I know it wasn't anything.
No, it wasn't anything.
It wasn't anything.
Went for a walk.
You went for a walk. Yes, you did. Don't pause.
Anyway, so it got us thinking, do you think you need to have a period of non-commitment to flex your soul?
Yes, a time for when you're in your nursing home that you can look back.
Because I never have. Even when I was young, I was always.
You haven't had those.
Oh, love, you know, I need to be in love with someone and blah, blah, blah. I've always been this really boring kind of conservative type. Like I'd have a pash, but that was it. And now I feel like I'm 38. Should I have this period of just craziness
memories
before I.
Yeah.
But then is that even fun? Like would I like it? Maybe it's not for me.
It is tough.
It is. What would you do?
Look, all I know, I had a period between, I've only had two long-term girlfriends, a five-year relationship, and then I broke up and I had about 9 months of being single till I met the beautiful love of my life,
yes,
my
Holly,
wife.
Yes, Holly, yes.
But in those 9 months, I did date a bit, and it comes with its own hassles, you know, because you have
like
all the
what?
Mini guilts. You know,
what do you mean?
The mini guilt.
What's oh god? Because I
ghosting.
Have max guilt. What's mean? Oh, because I would be that person.
You go on a date and then ghost them.
Yeah.
And then you're ignoring their calls and you feel slightly guilty.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you just tell them you weren't keen?
Because you're weak.
Because you're a coward. Yeah.
So the question is:
should I? I mean, it's
should have Aaron.
No, it's not.
Let's
should I? It's should.
Tense.
Should have I?
Should have.
Should have I? Should have I had a hot girl summer?
Cyndi Lauper, what a wise woman she is. I mean, this is what she's.
Having said that, though, you can also have so much fun in a new relationship. Like, there's something so fun about that.
Well, of course there is, no doubt about it.
But it's just, whether there's not even an itch. You know, I'm not itchy.
Absolutely.
It's not like I'm not looking to scratch anything. Yeah. It's just, it was just came up in conversation and we thought, let's chat.
I don't think my wife ever had her hot girl summer, to be honest.
Really?
So. Yeah.
How old was she when you met?
22.
Oh, see, that's awful for her. So you're all she's ever known.
No, she had one boyfriend before me.
Right.
So, but but she's real family orientated and, but I think hot girl summers can gonna happen later in life.
So you're pushing for Holly to have
one
a bit later?
I'm not pushing for that. I'm just saying the itch for the hot, the hot girl.
Talking about itches, maybe itch is not the right word.
Well, we've had so many calls.
People
want to get involved. They've got advice for you. Gina, what's your advice for Aaron?
Aaron, you need to have
a skunk around. That's
a hot girl summer, we'll call it. You need to.
Yeah, hot girl summer.
Yeah.
It's good for the ego, good for the soul.
So yeah, I do have Instagram for that, though. Like, yeah, you know, I can get some.
Yeah, that's not
it's
real.
Different.
So were you in a long-term relationship, Gina?
I was. About 8 weeks ago, I broke it off.
How long were you together for?
7 years.
Yeah, right.
And so has the last 8 weeks been hell for you?
No, I gave myself about 4 weeks to myself, and now I'm...
you're out there.
Sizzling in summer.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking, Gina?
53, going to 54.
Yeah, and you've never felt more alive, Gina. Is that fair to say?
That's right, 100%.
Oh, Gina, 100%. That's amazing. So, Gina, if you met the next love of your life, would you put them off for a little while to keep doing your
100%.
Thing? Oh, wow.
100%. For a while, because, look, I was in a marriage of 10 years and... then I had a break for 3 years before I got into another relationship because you really don't know if that's the love of your life or it's just lust that you're looking for.
Yeah.
So was that a fun 3 years, Gina?
Oh, yes.
Gina's got some stories.
You're great.
You've got some stories,
Gina,
for the nursing home, I tell you what.
Which is 30 years away, 40 years away.
Absolutely. I think you'll ever get... And apparently nursing homes are this. They're hot summers in themselves.
No, they're not.
I've heard nursing homes.
Like the Olympic Village?
Yes.
What? Oh, my God.
I've heard that. Wow. Have you had a hot girl summer before, Hannah?
Well, I did, but I had it before my two long-term relationships, not in between. So had that, met my boyfriend, was with him for just over 2 years. We broke up. And then within a couple of weeks, met my now husband. We've been together for 7 years and have a toddler. So I say you do not need one in between long-term partners.
Okay.
But you did have a hot...
If that's the right guy, that's all, you know, have your hot girl summer with him. Go out. Have
so
fun.
So true. And that's a great point because, gosh, it's fun in the early days. I mean, it dries up, but the early days are so fun of a new relationship. But
how old are you, Hannah?
I'm almost 30.
Yeah, so you're... She's in her 20s. She doesn't understand.
What do you mean? Hannah and I are a similar age.
Yeah, look,
aren't we, Hannah?
Do not regret it. If you've met the one, that's it.
But
maybe,
how do you know?
Maybe Hannah's the voice of reason. How do you know?
How do you know, Hannah?
Well, the way I explained it to my friends was this, you know, this, well, my now husband, he worshipped the ground that I walk on.
And I think... I think Aaron's got that.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
I think Hannah's just got the fire hose out to put out your hot summer. Let's go to the. We did a poll.
Thanks, Hannah.
We did an online poll. Mm. Sure, this could be the final
word. Do I have to take this as like this is a work directive?
All right.
Okay. So whatever happens, I'll do it. And yep, I'm ready.
All right. Should you play the field after a breakup? Have your hot girl summer. The two responses were, nah, the field sucks, or yes, man. 71%, yes, man.
Yes, man.
Girls, they want to have
fun. You want to go out with me later?
You need to alert your away boyfriend to the podcast.
Hughie, Ed and Erin.
So we had Sophie Monk on. We got talking about relationships and whether, you know, whether you get compared to others in relationships or something.
Was basically saying that because we were talking about a man cheating for some reason, and she said she'd never take them back if they had slept with her and then went to someone else, then came back to her for this.
No, you said, would you worried about they'd compare you to that other person? And then she said she wasn't worried because she knows. Yes.
Yes.
Possible. Upgrade in bed anyway.
Wait, can I honestly on that? Why do you genuinely think that?
Yeah.
Have you been told that or you just...
I figured it out. Because a lot of people go, oh, my God, I burnt so many calories last night. I feel like I put on weight during sex. I just lie there and then just go flipped around like a bit of a doll. Yeah, I'm like, okay, and enjoy it like a massage.
So Sophie appears to have given up on any chance of self-improvement in that area.
Yeah, which I kind of like, that defeatist attitude.
Now, I don't want to be defeatist. I want to be able to improve. And I think that I have room to improve. And I would like to hear from people as to
how you can improve.
Well, yeah, can someone improve? Especially someone in a long-term relationship. You know, can you change it up? Can you find another gear? You know, have you, like, can you bring something new to the table?
Ah, yeah. No, and look, all jokes and sordid tales aside, it's a very important part of a relationship. And for a lot of people, they really struggle when a relationship goes from those exciting early days into more of a normality, a rhythm, a everyday existence. And it is often the contributor to the demise of a lot of relationships that otherwise would continue to go on.
Yep.
So it's important to talk about it, because if you can mix it up there, then that can often save an entire family.
Yeah. And I think I need to.
I think you do too.
Yeah. So I want some advice.
Yeah. Have you spoken to Holly?
No, I sense that there is room for improvement on my behalf.
Yeah, absolutely, because she's obviously perfect.
She's, yeah, I just think that, she's, yes.
I know you're worried about getting teacher.
This is, yeah, what can I do?
Yeah.
Have you been in a relationship and then you found another gear?
Mm.
And or you, maybe your partner found another gear and it was...
And it inspired you. Or you read 50 Shades of Grey and that inspired you.
Yeah. Off the back of Sophie Monk being on our show yesterday, saying that she's given up on trying to improve her
performance
in the bedroom, I don't want to give up.
No, and that's really noble given where you're up to.
Absolutely. I think at the age of 51, I can improve. I'm bringing sexy back.
Don't know where to act.
Me and my wife have been together 20 years, so, and I think that I have got in too much of a routine, and I think she would appreciate if I
mixed it up,
brought more ideas to the table.
Yeah, I like that. I think that's, and as I said, it's actually really important in a relationship, because a lot of them die a slow, miserable death.
Yeah.
Because
laziness.
You neglect that area.
Yes. Yeah. And you take it for granted.
You take it for granted. And then something else comes along and...
Yeah, exactly. So, and we've had a stack of calls. People really do want to help. And we're going to go to Alice. Are you in a long-term relationship?
I'm married.
Yes. So that's a long enough term, I'd say. You didn't get married yesterday, did you?
No, 2 years ago.
Yeah. And how long were you with him before that or her?
I think it's been nearly 5 years.
Yeah, right. That's long term.
Qualifies.
Definitely long term. Mm-hmm. People get less for terrible crimes. They do.
I know.
We're not going to go.
Hey, let's go into mandatory sentencing, because that's a whole other kettle of fish.
Really. But Alice, what has helped you guys keep it fresh?
Using blindfolds.
Yeah, right. So that was introduced after how many years, the blindfold?
About a year.
Yeah, so a year into relationship, whose idea was the blindfold?
My husband's.
Yeah, right.
So I'm just so you both wear one? Does one person wear one? Like, how does it work?
Usually one person, and then the other person just does things that they know the other person likes.
And so
then they don't know what's coming.
Yeah, right.
So it's not so they can imagine someone else.
No, well, it's,
I hope not.
Exactly. Oh, God, sorry.
You can always close your eyes. But so I actually think a blindfold, all jokes aside, I reckon a blindfold, I might get into what sort of blindfolds? Do you have special blindfolds or?
No, I mean, you can just use a sleep mask.
A sleep mask?
Or put a pillow there.
Pillow was a bit much.
You just shut your eyes, potentially. A pillow.
Put your hand there. Well, no, shutting your eyes, they always peek. It's just not quite the same.
Yeah, so true.
I reckon a sleep mask.
A sock? You could use a sock.
Yeah, but that'd be
a clean one.
That'd be clean. You don't need a smelly sock. But I reckon, a sleep mask is an easy way to do it. And, you know, if the kids turn up, you know, you don't have to, you know what I mean? Not that they're going to turn up, but I'm saying.
What would you say to the kids if they turned up and Holly had a sleep mask on?
I tell you,
there would
be an issue if you both had sleep masks on.
And you weren't asleep, obviously weren't asleep. That'd be an issue too.
Yeah, I think one of you definitely has to have an eye out. Definitely. If you don't have a lock on your bedroom door. So
thanks, Alice. No, that's a great idea.
That is really good. Yeah. Who are we? Ty.
Oh, dear. Hi, Ty.
So you're in a long-termer?
2 years.
All right. Well, that's
long enough.
Yeah, it's long enough.
Mate, it can turn boring and miserable after 3 months. Like,
yeah,
2 years
true.
Is good.
So what did you do to spice it up?
Get someone else into the relationship.
Whoa, that is...
Sorry, what?
That is...
Bring someone else into the relationship.
Whoa.
So when you say relationship, you mean into the...
Yes, well, into the boudoir.
Into the boudoir.
Well, okay, can I dig deep a little bit?
Yeah.
Sure.
Ty, I'm so fascinated by this, right? Because obviously I know that it happens, but I feel like I'm just...
It's a risky.
Yeah,
feels
no, but
risky.
How does it happen? This is what I'm interested in. Like, how do... So you're in a relationship, someone brings it up... Then how do you actually find someone who you could be comfortable enough to ask and know their reaction and that it wouldn't be awkward? And then how do you actually facilitate them coming in?
Well, we haven't got all day. We'll do a podcast. Whose idea was it, Ty, you or your partner's?
Mine.
And did you bring in another – is your partner a man or a woman?
A man.
Yeah.
Did you bring in another woman?
Yes.
So did he say yes straight away or did he have to think about it?
No, he said yes straight away.
But from your point of view, it has improved your love life?
For sure.
Wow. Really?
Were you kind of eagle-eyed goodness. Just making sure there was an even amount of attention or more attention
on
you?
Though, like,
it's got to be like even attention all around for all three of us.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Jeepers, creepers. Isn't that...
Who was the person that you brought in? Had you met them before or was it a stranger?
No, it was a good friend of mine.
A good friend? Someone you'd had over for dinner previously?
Yeah.
Right, so you said to your partner, I want to bring someone in a relationship. They said yes, and then you said, I want Susie to turn up, and they said yes straight away?
Yes.
But then did you start to think, wait a minute, have you liked Susie for a long time? Is there something between you and Susie? Like, does that not start to happen?
No, not really. It was just one of those things and it just happened.
And life's never been better.
It's been awesome.
How often does Susie come over?
Not that often, but we wouldn't mind doing it again. So, yeah.
There you go. Well, I don't know if I'm going to go straight to that. I think I'll start with the sleep mask.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
We need to talk about this romantic story. Here it is. A Queensland-based TikToker? Yeah, is going viral after revealing her relationship with a man 35 years her senior. Brittany, who is 22, is a model who met her boyfriend James, who's 57, during a night out at the casino last year. She told her TikTok followers, I bought 9 sandwiches at the casino and he came up behind me. So,
was he hungry?
No, he was intrigued by why she would need 9 sandwiches. So why anyone needs 9 sandwiches late at night in a casino? He thought, well, I need to talk to this woman. He went up to her and they had a chat and she fell in love. All right. So, and some of you are probably thinking, is he a high roller?
Yeah.
You know, was he full of bling?
Must be.
No, he's not a rich man.
How do you know?
Because it says he's a humble man. He has humble means.
Where does it say that?
Oh, I've done some research on this. No, he is.
Sure you have.
Wow. That's actually really kind of, it's a bit weird, but if he's not rich and they genuinely love each other, that's kind of sweet.
Of course it is. And look, he's not the most handsome man in the world. And he's not like, you know, Brad Pitt, who, you know, is in his mid-50s, isn't he? And, you know, obviously he's hot as hell still.
Yeah.
So you can sort of understand that. This guy looks...
Looks like a grandpa.
He does.
Yeah, like, I'm not saying he looks old or looks, you know, he just looks like Santa Claus without the beard.
Yeah. And he has had no facial surgery, as far as I can tell.
I don't think he's had Botox.
Well, definitely not. But they are in love.
Are they though?
And it's going well.
Yeah.
Her name, I said her name. Did I say her name is Brittany? Yes.
Can I tell you? Yes.
Yes,
you tell me how it's spelled.
Yes.
Brittany, spelled BRIGHTNYE.
Yep. Brittany, of course. She says that people are entitled to their opinion. Oh, no, he said that. And he goes on to say, we don't mind. We're in love and that's all that matters.
Can I, Mr. Gibb, about hearing from you? Can I hear from them?
Oh, I love
Can I
that.
Hear a charming grab when she's when she's talking to him about OnlyFans, please?
Yes, please.
What's your question, sweetheart?
Can I start an OnlyFans?
What's OnlyFans?
You don't need to know.
What is it, baby? You can explain.
Where I pay...
Oh, babe. Okay, where you get paid for what?
Posting bikini pics.
Oh, well.
And lingerie.
That'd be okay, baby. Your body, yeah. Your choice. Yeah? Good.
Oh, they're so sweet, like collaborative and understanding.
But, you know, I think I know what she's fallen in love with, his voice.
It's that a man pretty has good voice, actually. Baby?
It's a really good voice. It's full of texture and, you know, wisdom, yeah. I believe.
If I wasn't too old for him, I reckon I'd give him a crack.
No, there's no, they don't see age, these two.
Yeah.
I think people can relate to this. I'm going to put it out there.
Okay.
Can they? And people.
She is 22. See, that I just don't think. I didn't know anything at 22. I didn't know anything about boys at 20. In fact, when I was 25, I dated a 50-something-year-old for about 3 months. Was a phase. You don't know anything then.
I met my wife when she was 22. I'm not going to lie. I was 31. So, and people said that was too much of an age gap. 20 years later, we're still together. And we're happy.
So, so happy.
Right now we're focused on Brittany Quayle, a 22-year-old TikTok star who has hit the headlines. She's based in Queensland, but she's hit the headlines because her boyfriend is 57. His name is James. He's not rich as far as we know. And they met at the casino when she was buying 9 sandwiches. Yeah. And they're in love. And people are questioning their relationship. And I think that's poor form, you know.
So why are we doing a whole segment on it then?
Because we're celebrating. Love being love. Yep. We've got an age gap in our amongst us that we're going to get to in a second.
I'm part of one too, by the way. It's significant.
Hey.
Good. We'll find out exactly how many years, younger or older, your hot man, Hot Todd, is. So, but who have we got?
Here's Haweda. Is this your friend?
My friend got married on Saturday to a guy that's 10 years younger than her.
Yeah. And were people at the wedding going, it's not going to work, or yeah, how does everyone feel about it?
When we found out about it, we were just thinking, are you for real? Like, I mean, it's good because she's a cougar, but
how old are they? Because as you get older, it becomes less significant. Like, what are their ages?
Well, she's 46, and she's never been married, so she just partied all her life.
And then she
decided to settle down. I've been married for 26 years, so I envy her, actually.
Yeah, man.
You've been living vicariously through her love life over all that time, haven't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Talking about age gaps, what about Patrick Dempsey, the McDreamy, you know, that guy? You know him, don't you, yeah? When he was 21, he married his manager, who was 47 at the time.
What?
And they had, like, up to 14 to 15 years of happy marriage. Yeah, with a 27-year age gap.
That's actually incredible. I didn't know that.
Yeah, she has since passed, but that was only recently, so.
Okay, well, all's well that ends well.
From age, like old age or what?
But how long can you, Gabby, are we talking about your grandmother here, Gabby?
Yes, I am. I'm talking about my grandma. She had two guys on the go, both with age gaps. Mm. One of them was 20 years younger than her when she was in her late 70s. The other was about 10 years older. She kept them away from each other so they never knew about each other. She was having a great time.
That's brilliant. What did she get out of each of them? Like, obviously, the younger one was maybe more physical.
Funnily enough, it was the other way around.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she's still with us, your grandma?
Yeah, she's 91. She's definitely still with us. She dumped both the boyfriends because she got sick of them both and decided that a life with cats was for her. So.
Cats and memories.
Thank you, Gabby.